Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 94, Warming Up. Today, I'll explain why warming up is so critical to your success, and I'll suggest some ideas of how to warm up. I cannot believe, now that I think about it, that this is my 94th episode, and I've not yet devoted a whole episode to this incredibly critical part of running training. I've touched on it, but I've never gone into much detail. Today, I'll make that right. If you don't warm up, the running experience is likely to be much less enjoyable, and the likelihood of injury skyrockets. Plus, if you're going to be running fast, either in a race or doing speed work, you won't perform nearly as well, which is okay if that doesn't matter, but if you're doing speed work, then it obviously does matter, right? If you want to run fast, a good warm-up is essential. It will go a long way toward preventing injury, and it just may be what has been standing between you and a PR. A good warm-up may be the only difference between a great race, feeling at the top of your game, and snagging a PR, versus feeling like crap, getting a stitch, and having a time that's less than what you'd hoped for. When you take all those factors into consideration, it's a wonder that anybody ever foregoes a warm-up before a race or speed work. That said, I'll admit that I often only do an abbreviated warm-up myself before a race. But, and this is an extremely important but, I warm up during the event. I normally do halves, and because I do as many as a dozen each year, I'm not treating them as goal races. I still try to run a good time, but I do absolutely devote the first few miles to warming up. It's a matter of priorities, and I share this with you because I know many of you also are racing for the pure joy of the experience and accomplishment more so than for PRs. We all know that if you want to PR, and by that I mean personal record, you devote at least a couple of months to training for that race, and you taper appropriately. But some people, like me, prefer to stay in shape, to do halves anytime we choose year-round. That's one of the reasons that my favorite race distance is the half. As for me, I'm usually with my running club, Run Tampa, and although I have a very talented leadership team that actually manages everything these days, I still love seeing and greeting and hanging out with all the runners before the race. And after 39 years of running and over 250 races, that is more important to me than a PR. So it's not unusual for me to get only a 5 or 6 minute warm-up. But as a result, I don't try to run fast for the first few miles of the race. Notice, though, that I still do a warm-up, even if it's short, just because I'll have a more comfortable first few miles. I explain this because if you see me at a race and I'm not out there doing a serious 10 to 15 minute warm-up, as I'll prescribe below, know that these days it's because my priority is more being with the runners than my own performance. Staying uninjured is, of course, a priority, and that's why I commit the first couple of miles to being my warm-up. If I started out hard with only a 5 minute warm up, it would be unpleasant and I could easily get injured. That's why I tend to have crazy negative splits. Last weekend, I did a half marathon and came away with a 7 minute negative split. Now, negative splits are good, and just as a reminder, a negative split means you run the second half of the race, whatever distance it is, faster than the first half. So when I say I had a 7 minute negative split, it meant the last half of the marathon was 7 minutes faster than the first half. So negative splits are good. Absolutely. They're the ideal way to run a race. But a 7 minute PR, a 7 minute negative split, I mean, in a half marathon, means I could have gone much faster in the early miles and still had a negative split. But that wouldn't be smart without a good warm-up. When I get in the mindset again to make a half a goal race and try to PR my half again, I'll train for it accordingly, including a proper taper and a thorough warm-up on race day. If it's a goal race, I always warm up for 2 miles and sometimes more. That is very helpful for me, whether I'm doing a half or a 5K. It's a trade-off. It's much better to warm up. But if you don't mind adding several minutes or more to your time, you can just take it extremely easy for the first couple of miles, and you will likely be okay. But here's the problem with doing that, and it's why you need to be very careful. In all of the excitement of the race and all of those people, many runners, even if they plan to take it easy for the first few miles, will get sucked into the pace of the runners around them and end up not doing any easy warm-up miles. This will always lead to an uncomfortable race, will make a negative split impossible, will sometimes lead to injury, and will make for an altogether bad race experience. If you can run your own race, beginning with a gentle warm-up and then gradually building speed, then it's okay. On race morning, you just have to consider your priorities for that race, and you have to know yourself and whether you'll be able to stick to your plan. The key is to determine what works best for you, but do not be afraid that doing a mile or so to warm up will cause you to be tired too soon in a race. That will not happen if you're properly conditioned for the race. On the contrary, it will result in a much better performance. You'll be able to run faster, sooner, and with more comfort, far more comfort. I've been reading the book Meb for Mortals by Meb Keflezighi with Scott Douglas. And in it, Meb makes several good points about warming up. I'll link to this book in the show notes. In the book, Meb suggests that you have your own proven warm-up routine, one that you've honed over the years. He points out that this will give you confidence, but he adds that you can't be married to it. You need to be flexible, and if something happens on race morning to interrupt your routine, don't let it throw you off mentally, because surprises do happen, and you have to be ready for them. He goes on to explain that he begins his warm-up with a few stretches, exercises, and foam rolling before even leaving for the race. Then he continues the warm-up with a 3-mile jog when he arrives at the race site. He starts off at about 3 minutes slower than his marathon pace and then eases into a faster pace as feels natural on race day. It's not forced. As an aside here, this is a terrific book, Meb for Mortals. I especially like the way that he tells the reader what he does, but then relates that to the average middle-of-the-pack runner. This makes the information much more useful to just about every runner, I think. So I recommend it, not just because I'm a Meb fan, but because his book, Meb for Mortals, will seriously help anyone become a better runner. It's extremely readable. I said earlier that if you're properly conditioned for the race, running a couple of miles to warm up won't fatigue you. Here's what Meb had to say about that, and I quote, "Have the confidence from your training that a good warm-up isn't going to drain you." He goes on, "Because I do the same warm-up before my interval workouts and tempo runs, my race day routine is familiar and comforting." Close quote. That is great advice. It relates to the oft-heard advice never to do anything different on race day than what you've been doing in training. Well, that goes for warming up, too. Practice your race day warm-up before your hard runs, and you'll be able to determine what works best for you and improve on that over time. This is one of the biggest differences between novice and newer runners, between novice or newer runners and veterans. Veteran runners know that they will have a superior experience if they warm up appropriately. Sometimes new runners are surprised when I tell them they need to warm up before a 5K. They're sure that'll sap their strength. But the fact is that a gradual walk-run warm-up for 1 mile will produce a far superior experience for all runners, even people running that distance for the first time. And don't think you don't need to warm up for a 5K because it's so short. That's exactly why you do need to warm up. You'll be running harder sooner. If anything, your warm-up for that distance is at least as critical, if not more so. Even if you're a relatively new runner and you've only done a couple of 5Ks, or even if it's your very first 5K, still go ahead and warm up. If it's your first 5K, of course, you won't run far or hard, but a 1 mile walk-run warm-up and a few dynamic stretches and drills will always help. Now let's be specific. I'll explain what a warm-up does for you, and then I'll describe what a good warm-up would include. What exactly does a warm-up do for runners? 1. Warming up dilates the arteries to improve blood flow, and it gradually elevates your heart rate. You want to do that comfortably, and if you do, it'll take about 10 minutes. 2. Warming up warms up the muscles, elevating the body temperature, resulting in the muscles moving better, functioning more efficiently, which means a much lower risk of injury, greater comfort, and of course, better performance. 3, warming up provides mental preparation for your brain. Don't downplay this. Your mind needs a warm-up too. This happens in a couple of ways. 1, with a proper warm-up, you'll be more comfortable, which will make you more confident, and you'll have time to settle down and focus on the event at hand. While you're warming up, is a good time for a final mental rehearsal. See yourself carrying out your race plan. Think it through and see yourself succeeding. 4, an insufficient warm-up may lead to a painful and sometimes race-ruining side stitch. In my career, I've been hindered by side stitches several times, actually exactly 4. And it's such a horrible thing to be in a race and have your race really thrown off, or I guess I'd have to say ruined, by a side stitch, that out of all of those races that I've done, I remember specifically the 4 times when I had a side stitch. A side stitch is a stabbing pain just below the ribs and normally just on one side. It's essentially a cramp in or around your diaphragm, so it's related to your breathing. Each time I've experienced this, it was when I ran too hard too soon, when I had a situation of something happening at a race that caused me to miss my warm-up entirely. Just thought I'd mention this. It's happened to me, like I said, 4 times. That's 4 times out of over 250 races. So not often, but each time it happened, I had not warmed up appropriately. And then I did what I just cautioned you not to do. I ran the first few miles too fast, and the side stitch set in during the first couple of miles. I paid the price for an insufficient warm-up for the pace I maintained for those early miles. You see, the mistakes I try to warn you about, well, I've made most of them myself, and I've made some of them more than once. When you begin to exercise, your heart rate will climb a lot, no matter how fit you are. But then, if you're fit, once you're warmed up, even after just 10 minutes, your heart rate will drop back down a bit. You want to reach this point with your warm-up. That's what you need to happen before you get into any intense exercise. It's not comfortable, nor efficient, and certainly not as fast if you skip your warm-up and try to achieve this in a race. In fact, that will feel miserable. If you've ever tried to race hard without warming up, then you know that it's much harder to run fast, and it's virtually impossible to run as fast as you otherwise could have. And it's certainly not smart, because injury would be extremely likely. Even if you're headed out for an easy run, still start off gradually. The more gradually you start running, the better the likelihood that you'll feel good, and the healthier the whole workout will be for your whole body. Find out what works best for you at different race distances in the way of a warm-up. You may need a much longer warm-up than other people, or maybe you need less. In my experience, most people don't warm up for nearly long enough. Some people think a warm-up is stretching. Well, stretching should be part of it, but not static stretching. The stretching that involves moving into a given position and then holding it for holding it for 20 to 30 seconds. That's static stretching. This has been proven to be ineffective before a race. It can make you slower because when you stretch like that, your body goes into a protective mode, and it actually, as it turns out, makes you tighter as your body tries to protect itself from injury. What we recommend now is dynamic stretching. This is moving your limbs and torso through their full range of motions for a few repetitions. This should feel really good. No discomfort, certainly no pain. It should feel good. But even before dynamic stretching, I recommend doing a very easy jog for at least a half mile, maybe stopping to walk a few steps a couple of times. Now, that may seem ridiculously mild and gradual and slow to some, but remember, the goal is to let your body gradually wake up and warm up. Gradual is best. Now is a good time to do your dynamic stretching. Then you want to do a drill or two, just the ones that you feel are most beneficial to you. Then do a bit of running, maybe a mile. This time run the first half at a comfortable speed, but still mostly conversational pace. Finally, the last half mile should be a series of strides. For these, you do multiple segments during which you build from conversational pace to race pace. You don't need to hold the race pace, but for a few seconds. Then back off to conversational pace and build up to race pace again. Use this time to get focused on the race and be very aware of your form and cadence. Now you're ready to race. But wait, what if it's still 30 minutes before the race? Yes, that is a problem. Depending on the size of the race, you may have to warm up earlier than you want because you have to have time to get into the corrals. And if you're like me, very often you end up in a porta potty line during the final 30 minutes before the race. You just have to accept the conditions and your body's timing are not always going to be ideal. Even if it means you'll get more cooled down than you want before the start, it's a good idea to start your warm-up 30 to 45 minutes before the race to make sure you get it in. If you only have time for a one-mile warm-up and you can only do it an hour before the race for some reason, it would still be far, far better to do it then than not at all. And really, it doesn't. It doesn't take much time to get in another half mile within 20 minutes of the start. This is possible in all but the largest races. I say go ahead and start your warm-up like an hour before the race and get a mile in then, and then try to go back and do, say, another half mile or a full mile later on if you have time. That way you have the insurance of knowing you at least got that first mile in. You may find that you'll perform better with a 3-mile warm-up. Realistically, that would be me. Over time, you'll discover what works best for you. Your body is your textbook. The more you race, the more you'll know. But if you haven't been doing a thorough warm-up before your races, then you might be feeling excited right now. Because when you do it right, you're likely to see a tremendous payoff. One more thing. Don't get the idea that you should only warm up for races. No, not at all. Here's my rule. The faster you're going to be running, the more critical your warm-up. And I mean critical from an injury prevention standpoint. If you ever worked with a coach in any sport, you were never allowed to start in with the speed work or any intense exercise if you didn't first warm up for at least 10 minutes. If you showed up late for practice, for example, your coach would never even consider allowing you to just join in. No way. You had to warm up first. In that sense, the warm-up is the most important part because you can't do the speed work without the warm-up. Never try to run hard out of the gate. Now, I want to thank you for listening and ask you to follow me on Instagram. I've been pretty regular with posting to Instagram lately, and I plan to work harder at it in the future. I'm finding it's a great way for me to communicate with more people. My handle on Instagram is the same as on Twitter, at Mojo for Running. When you follow me, please comment to let me know that you're a podcast listener. And I'll immediately follow you back. I say this because a lot of businesses follow me to try to promote their products, so I don't automatically follow everyone. But I absolutely want to follow my listeners. It's a great way for me to get to know you. I want to welcome these new members to the Mojo for Running coaching program. Now, I hope you all know that that's available through the website. You can go to mojoforrunning.com, and there you can sign up for the Mojo for Running coaching program. And that's for anybody who is working up to a new distance, whether they're just starting out and they haven't run a 5K yet, whether they're working on their first 5K, whether they're training for their first 10K, or they're training for their first half marathon. You join the program and then you have access to all 12 weeks of each of those programs. So you jump in wherever is the right place for you based on what your distances that you're running right now, and then you move forward from there. But if you're in that program, it means you get to be in a private Facebook group with me. So let's say you're working on your first 10K. So there's a 12-week program for that. You also join a private Facebook group for people that are just in that group working up to their first 10K. So it's really nice because I'm in there and I answer questions for people all day long whenever they have a question in there, and everybody can benefit by the other people's, the conversation they see between me and the other people. So it's working out to be a really nice program. So I want to welcome these new members to that program: Mo, Daniela, Laurie, Carmen, Heather, William, Laura, Patricia, and Pat. Welcome. Thank you also to these people who all clicked the button on the Mojo for Running website to provide support for this podcast by buying me a cup of coffee or wine and chocolate: Simon, Kenneth, Mark, Kim, and Edgar. One more thing. Please email me if you're doing the 2016 Mojo for Running Challenge, and if you want your name listed on the page of people committing to the challenge on the website. So to email me, you send it to deb@mojoforrunning.com. And as a reminder, the challenge is to do two of each of these races this year: 2 1-mile, 2 5Ks, 2 5 miles, 2 10Ks, 2 15Ks, and 2 half marathons. It's not too late to get started. You likely have already done some of those races anyway. Now, today's quote: wealth is the ability to fully experience life. That's from Thoreau.